Okay, super welcome again. Måns here from Malmö Tech Team, and we're still in the Stadshuset. I still haven't recalled what it was called in German. We talked about that last time, Timo.
And I forgot about it. Never Googled it.
Let's not continue on that track at all. We have some updates, right? It's been a busy 2 weeks since last time. Especially on the e-services part. The students are running like crazy. And I think we're almost done. They had 6 left when they started this morning. Our hope is that we will open a bottle of champagne, non-alcoholic, and celebrate in the end of the day. But let's see. Let's see. They were laughing a lot this morning, so they might not get the work done properly. But important to have fun, right? What that would mean is that all the PDFs that are now on Malmö.se would be done and can be filled out digitally. So I think it's a great step forward for the citizens to actually be able to do that, and so they don't need to take the PDFs out and print them and scan them in and so on. But maybe should be done a few years back. Now it's done, at least. And
now comes the interesting part, right? Now we need to roll it out.
So exactly. You've been talking to the... I had a meeting with all the communicators this Wednesday. Reactions are a little bit so-so. I think it's always so-so because they're afraid that we're going to change their workflow. So I respect that. It's not fun when someone else tells you you need to work in a different way. But in this case, we don't really see that happening because they're going to have this exact same workflow as before. So I think it's a good rollout. It's only going to be beneficial for the citizens and it stays the same for it. So hopefully we'll see it rolling out over the next couple of weeks. We also need to find some good quality assurance test situations internally to make sure that everything runs smoothly and no bugs and stuff in there. But there's another thing that happened, right, last week. And it's been happening for 4 weeks, and it's going to be happening for a little bit longer. And that is you, Rige.
Jules.
Yes, welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Who are you?
Yes, good question. Yes, as Måns mentioned, I've been working with the tech team or Malmö Civic Lab for the past 4 weeks-ish. But I'm somewhat new to the team, or 4 weeks old. And I'm a product designer or UX designer or, yeah, many names, I guess. A lot of people in here refer to me as the service designer, something I never experienced before. That's what they say I do.
How does that make you feel?
Fine, I just never thought about it before. But I guess it makes sense in terms of when you talk of public services, because that's what they offer. They offer services, so they think about all their offerings as services that needs to be designed. Yes, but anyhow...
How has it been then?
Really, really fun. I really enjoy it. I think it's important problems in the city, and it's like a good combination of like doing work that's gonna have some sort of impact. The city is your client and the citizens are your users. So it's just very different and open, which I like.
I think it's the same for me, right? It's, and also what you feel, Timo. It's the thing of not needing to please a client in the in the regular sense. It's the citizens who is the users of the services that the city deliver, and then it's the city that needs to make sure that the services run smoothly, and I think everybody has a good heart in doing that. What have you been working on then, Rige? Because there is a thing that we launched last Friday that has been out, and that's been sort of your main focus for the last 4
weeks.
Yes,
that's true. And maybe some of you have read the posts or the updates or tweets from us about Fehlanmeldung or error reporting, which is what I've been working on for the past few weeks. And Fehlanmeldung is a service the city has already existing today, and it's simply that we use the citizens or the citizens are reporting problems that they see in the city. This could be graffiti or trash or whatever. And then from that knowledge, the city can go out and fix those problems. So that was the sort of service I was looking at, and figuring out how we could improve that both for the citizens but also for the city. And that was sort of my first project here, and I think it was a very, like, it's super contained, it's somewhat simple, and it's very relatable for a lot of people. Like, everyone, even though you're not a user, you understand what it is, and you understand the benefit, both from the citizens' perspective and the city's perspective. So in that way, it was a good place to start, like, because many things in the public sector in general, like, they are overcomplicated, so this was a somewhat simple problem or area to start with. So that's
somewhat.
Yes, yeah. Because it never is. Yeah. That's and something I learned.
Yeah, me and Timo came across it pretty early on. It was related to the work we do with the new contact center. It's a part of that process. But it's one of the things that we felt really early on that is a public thing that actually has some usage, quite a lot of usage. A lot of people report things, which is super important for the city. And so I think it was a great thing to start with.
Yeah. Did someone come to you, or what was the story behind that?
I think it was one of the first things that we got told in here, that was one of the things that FGKO, which is the department, Fastighets and Gatukontoret in Swedish, that they were looking into. I think me and Tim pretty early on looked at the usage. You did some good source, look at the source code, and got some. We got some pretty early stats and looking at how often do people report and so on. And then we felt that this is something people actually use, which is not always that common in here.
No.
And that's what draw our attention. Then we also got some advice from higher up, so to speak, that this also was interesting for that reason.
So. I think we had 40,000 reports in 2018, which was super surprising to me.
Yeah.
And I think that was one of the triggers
to
look into it more.
Yeah.
But as you said as well, that it is somewhat self-contained. There's not too many different parties involved. We don't have to deal with 15 different legacy systems here.
Mm.
So we felt we can do.
Yeah. Mm. And then we heard so many times, like, get something out, put it in the hands of users. And I think this project was perfect for that. So that's why and what it is.
Where did it end up? What happened?
A lot of things happened. Like, the important thing for me was not only to get something out the door, but also show a little bit both the two of you, but also the rest of the city and the people we sit with in the office, like, how should we work with design? What does it even mean? Is it just something we stick on top, or is it something else? And I sort of tried to show that it's a way of working and thinking.
I think that was, in the end of the day, of course, it's important for us to get out some kind of prototype and showing that we actually can build things, show things that are used. But we talked about it early on, and I think me and Timo has mentioned that as well. It's like the city has technology. The city has money to buy technology, but they do not have a design mind. They miss that completely, which means that they end up building a lot of things that cost a lot of money, but is wrongly designed, not purposefully designed, doesn't take the users into consideration, and therefore ends up not being used, which is even worse. And by you doing what you've done, Riga, I think we have now really showed how the process should be done properly, which is super interesting.
Yeah. So very little of it was actually like, build Fällan Mellan or design it or whatever, and a lot of it was like to figure out who is doing error reports today, what do they care about, why do they do it, why don't they do it online, why do they call in or email, how could we make more people do it online and give them something, are they using it, yes or no, what did we learn from that. So very much a process piece of work, I think, for this one.
How did you do it then?
Good question. Like, first of all, I think I made a plan, which is also a very good idea in the city, because otherwise things are just gonna disappear, or people ask you something else, or like it's hard to stick to plans in here, I feel like, but so it's important. Mm-hmm. And the first thing I did.
We're not talking about a 3-year plan here.
No. It was a four week plan, exactly, yeah, which changed also on the way. But it was more for myself. But the first thing was that I found users that were currently using the service. And what I found out is it's a somewhat small group of people who do a lot of reporting. So I wanted to find the power users. And data is, of course, a sensitive topic also in here, and it's citizen data. So I didn't know really how to get in touch with those users, but I somehow got in contact with a local politician, and he was connected to the community who were engaged in our local areas. So he sort of introduced me to some groups, and then I met citizens through those Facebook groups and network. And yes, then I was just talking to them. I made a lot of friends in the city. All of a sudden, I went to visit some entrepreneurs. I got the ones who are actually handling the error reports, which were the three sort of groups I identified before I started. Like, I thought, these are the people I want to talk to, and these are the ones who are going to be important for my work. And then I went out and found them. We went to Kommune Technik, visited a guy called Dennis who are fixing potholes and trash cans and whatnot, and just sort of got an understanding why error reporting is important and how it can be improved.
I think from my perspective, here are some really interesting topics for the city that you're touching upon. One of them is that fear of knowing your users, right? They were a little bit scared of giving you who are they, what do they do, can I get in contact with them, and so on. There's a lot of you can't know, you're not allowed to know, and so on. And in the end of the day, the users are super intrigued by us actually talking to them, right?
Yeah.
And when you walked into those public Facebook groups and started discussion with them, they were so happy that someone reached out from the city. So I think there's something there interesting for us all to think about, that we are here to serve those people, and they are happily willing to talk and give us data so we can get in contact with them and so on. You do not, in most cases, need to fear that at all. People trust us that we do the right thing and so on. So I think it was a very good way of showing that, talk to your users. Mm. They're there. They really want to figure out.
Yeah, and this one was also like one of the projects where you're actually lucky to have a user base like that. Like, that is not normal.
No.
So in that sense, it also skipped a lot of waiting time and stuff like that. So yeah, that was actually a smooth recruiting for once.
Yeah. The other thing I think is super interesting with it is more the, because I think a lot of people in here do those investigations, right? They do investigations about how do we work, how should we work. They do it as proposals to the politicians. This is a way we want to work instead of how we used to work, and so on, right? But the outcomes of those proposals are often text. How does your outcome look like again? Why do you think the outcome? Because we're coming to that. What does that change? Right.
Yes. So, yes, exactly. It's fun that you're asking, because it's never something I thought about until now, that others might be making reports or slideshows, like, because I come from a world where we always build stuff, and that's the way we show sort of learning, or that's what we turn learning into. So, yes, all these learnings that we got from them was basically turned into prototypes by the second week that we then could go back and show to them. And
what is a prototype?
Yes, good question. Like, it's some sort of solution to a problem or more problems. Well, it's maybe more solutions, as it was in this case, and it's something that is not necessarily working or is real, but it gives the user a feeling of what it could be. So,
be concrete. What did you do?
Yes, in this case, we tested on Facebook Messenger as a platform, because I found out that many of these people that are super engaged on Facebook already in their local communities and Facebook groups, and they're talking to each other and their family and friends on Facebook Messenger, like that's how they communicate. So they're very used to this, and also many of them are communicating with businesses and other services on Facebook Messenger. So they're used to this platform, and I thought, why not take advantage of that? And it's going to be super cheap and quick and fast to get something out the door. And I don't need them to teach them about a new platform or tool. So we built the prototypes on Facebook Messenger. So it was like, how can we do automatic reporting without having a human involved on this platform? And we tested different ways, like, can we get the location of the error, and can we get the description, and can we get them to upload photos, and do they understand why they need to upload photos? And we did these little flows in Messenger without having a human involved, but just to test if people would be able to do it by themselves. And that was sort of the first prototype that I went out to the citizens and showed to them. And then after that, it got a little bit more advanced, and we turned it into a whole flow, you could say, where they could go out and do error reporting by themselves using Facebook Messenger. It was built on as a chatbot, which sounds very fancy. It's really not. It's just a little flow with buttons in a Messenger environment. So it's like a little website or a little app, you could say. So it turned into this fully fleshed, not fully fleshed, but just a flow where they could go out by themselves and do error reporting. It wasn't working at all. But they didn't know that. So they had the experience of a working product, but it was like a cardboard, it was a fake environment.
And then when you had tested it, you learned more about what the flow should be and how we should do it. And then last Friday, after 4 weeks, we had some kind of result, right?
Yes, exactly.
What was that? It wasn't a report, right? We didn't send in, this is a good way to do it.
No, because we still don't know. Like, we have a better clue, but we will never know for sure. Mm-hmm. And I think that's also one of the things we need to be really good at communicating in here. Like, a service is never done, or a product is never done. Because it will always change, and the users will change, and maybe in a few years they will not use Facebook anymore, or maybe tomorrow. So we need to be adaptable to that. But what was your question?
No, the question is more, we didn't deliver
a report on
Friday, but we delivered something else to the world, and it's there.
Yes.
What was that?
Well, that was an MVP, maybe.
Yeah.
Which is a minimum viable product, which just means that is the simplest version you can give users, that they can complete some tasks that they wish to complete. And from that, you can build on that. So there's many things that we wanted to get in there and that users are asking for to have in there, but we are not going to deliver this time, because now it's just about proving they then can do reporting by themselves with our minimum viable product. And they could.
And we have a great quote there with if you release it, no, if you want to do it, if you're not embarrassed when you release it, then you ship it too late.
Yes,
which I really liked.
Yes,
so there's slight
really
embarrassment of our side.
Exactly.
Yes. A lot of embarrassment.
Yeah. But you wrote that Thursday last week, right? Yeah. On Slack, we were talking about it, and you were like, no, I don't want to release. And then it's
exactly.
Like, if you aren't embarrassed, then you have worked on it too long. So we were a little bit embarrassed, but it went out Friday last week.
Yes.
And it's now live. So people who want to go to the Facebook group, Malmo Civic Lab.
Yeah.
They can type, start a chat with us,
yes.
And it's going to ask you if you want to report an error, basically.
Yeah.
How has it gone? It's been out for a week. What has happened?
Like, really good, because, I don't know, we had, a little group of users, which I went out to and told them, now you can use it, and I want to see how you're using it, and those were 6 people, and all of a sudden, I think we have now 20 reports. So they must be telling their friends, and I also seen some of them share it on Facebook and stuff. So I think that's a good indicator that they're really happy that things are happening with Fehlanmeldern service. And Yeah, so we had those 20 error reports, some from people we don't even don't know, well, most of them. And I think 4 of the errors have now been fixed. So they actually went from user through us and to an entrepreneur who went and fixed it. So we have the whole sort of experience, which I'm really proud of.
Super good.
Yes, and people are positive and they understand that it's a work in progress. And they like to be a part of that.
I think it's been super valuable for us as well. They're revoking some internal things. People are commenting, people are asking, and so on. But I think the importance for us, it's a test. We're here for the knowledge, the learnings. We need to build an organization that the outcomes needs to be more learnings rather than finished products that's going to stay for the next 10 years, because that doesn't work anymore. And I think this is a really good way of proving it, even though it shakes a little bit within here, which is nice in a good way. To round it off, is there any last things that you want to say, Rige?
I mean, this error reporting is a thing that could continue forever. Of course, it could be you could turn it into a company that we could maybe sell to other cities. Like, I don't, there's so many opportunities with it. But I'm going to start looking at something else now. Because and people are hearing about this and they want some of it. They also want prototypes and
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. And I think if someone from another municipality or rest of Sweden is listening, feel free to just reach out, and of course going to share whatever we've learned and how it worked, and maybe help you implement if you want to do it on your own.
For
and
sure.
So on. It's here. So just give us a ping somewhere and get back to us. Otherwise, I think it's time to close it up. Thanks for listening, and see you in 2 weeks, I guess.
See you in 2 weeks.
Yes.
Bye-bye. Bye.